USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After spending the day on Capitol Hill, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin is beginning to get frustrated as the Democrats and the Republicans cannot come up with a deal to get schools reopened properly.
Time is very important. That's why we're here. We have schools that are getting ready to open. We have kids that need to be protected as they go back to school. We want to make sure that the states have enough money to open the schools safely. Now, the president would like us to make a deal. Unfortunately, we did not make any progress today. We discussed the same issues. I think if we can reach an agreement on state and local and unemployment, we will reach an overall deal. And if we can't, we can't.
Secretary Mnuchin said that President Trump will likely take executive action on some of the relief proposals, including unemployment, if they are not able to break the deadlock with the Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
United States intelligence officials believe that Russia is using a variety of measures against Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden ahead of the November election, and that individuals linked to the Kremlin are trying to boost President Donald Trump's re-election bid. U.S. officials also believe that China does not want President Trump to win a second term and is accelerating its criticism of the White House, expanding the efforts to shape public policy in America and to pressure political figures seen as opposed to Beijing interests. More than 80,000 pilots, flight attendants, and other airline workers face unpaid time off and uncertain futures stemming from COVID-19. Beyond vacationers, major U.S. carriers have lost lots of business travelers as the coronavirus continues its spread. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian said after the Atlanta-based carrier reported a record-adjusted quarterly loss of $2.8 billion last month that I don't think we'll ever get back entirely to where we were in 2019. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A judge has dismissed House Republicans' lawsuit to invalidate a House rules change allowing members to vote remotely due to COVID-19. Judge Rudolph Contreras ruled that federal courts have little power to regulate strictly legislative acts. The lawsuit, filed by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy in D.C. District Court, contended that proxy voting in the White House is unconstitutional. A resolution to change House rules to allow for members to vote from home temporarily passed largely among party lines in May. Republicans argued that representatives are essential workers and should be present at the U.S. Capitol to vote, but Democrats say it was safer to limit travel amid the pandemic. Many House members are older than 65 and part of a demographic particularly vulnerable to the virus. Of the 23 million people who lost a job early in the pandemic, more than 6.5 million of them worked in the food and beverage industry. A recent report predicts up to 230,000 restaurants could permanently close by the end of 2020. Now, restaurant owners have banded together to form the Independent Restaurant Coalition, which has the backing of some U.S. culinary industry's top names, and they're lobbying Congress to pass a $120 billion bailout for small and mid-sized restaurants. The group launched new TV ads starring Morgan Freeman, aimed at urging Congress to help these restaurants survive COVID-19. The Restaurant Coalition says its effort has already prompted thousands of calls to Congress and nearly 200 co-sponsors for the legislation in both the House and Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.